Hey, this is Glorious Living, and we're going to have a great conversation talking about the responsibility of your vision, because we're right in the middle of our visionary conference, so don't miss this. I am so glad you're joining me today. Chrissy's joining me with me as well, Chrissy.
I love it, Miss Kathy. My vision has been ignited already.
I'll tell you what, it's been so awesome. If you're not aware already, we've been in the middle of our visionary conference. It started last night.
Yes.
It's already having some this morning. And while you're watching this, it's probably, you still have time to tune in and watch and even get here if you're close by to our visionary conference. And the dates are Friday, this is the 12th. At 7 p.m. here in Destrehan. The registration, admission's free. Anyway, you can watch it live stream if you can't get here in time for the conference.
Yes.
Just go to jdm.org for more information. All that's on the screen,
It has been so rich, full of divine revelation. Brother Jesse's messages are power-packed. People are getting transformed, and tonight is the last service.
You know, for months, God has put this on his on his heart, and I remember he's been telling me little inklings about it, and he's been had such full expectation for the vision.
Yes.
Such a great vision for the Visionary Conference.
Yes.
And it's just in the middle of it. There's still so much more revelation that's going to come out tonight.
That's right. And if you've missed the past two services, you can go back and watch completely free on our app or on our social media platforms. We're live streaming. But like Miss Kathy said, there's still time tonight.
That's
In that car, watch it, listen to this show while you're driving to here tonight, because it's going to be so power-packed.
Amen.
I love it.
I think what makes the difference is we have people that come here from all over the world.
That's right.
Especially in the U.S., pastors, leaders, or just people with a vision, business people.
That's right.
With a vision, people with a vision that just want to get to see their vision ignited, and they are seeing that happen.
That's very true. We have so many people who come every year ready to receive, and we have some great interview clips. Every year after the service, I get a great chance to interview people who are just so excited and want to share what they received, and we have some of those to show to you today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's look at that. What's the first one about?
Our first one is Pastors Dexter and Lisa Easley from Goose Creek. I love that name.
Yes.
And so they have a great testimony of how the Visionary Conference has changed their lives. They've been attending for over, 7 years. So take a look. Watch this.
Well, this year I kept hearing Jesse talk about faith and how we're going to expand faith in our vision. And that's what really kind of just turned me on. I just got excited just to be able to come and learn more about faith and how to expand your vision. And that's what I was so excited to do.
Yeah, and for me, I tell you, we look forward every year to coming to the Visionary Conference. You know, you just never know what you're going to receive, but it is just always so empowering. And like this time for me, it's like a new fire. That's the only way I can say it. It's like a new fire that's being reinvigorated here. And this is just night one.
Right.
Yeah, so we're excited.
I just love Lisa and Dexter. They're such great friends, too.
Yes.
We get to see them. Jesse and I go to their church every year, and they're just so powerful. They've got a great church there in Goose Bay.
I think it's Goose Creek.
Goose Creek,
South Carolina, I believe.
Yeah. Great people.
You can just tell the joy of the Lord is in them both, and they receive so much, and they mentioned their vision was expanded, and that's exactly what happens. You know, Brother Jesse gives the tools on how to expand your vision God's way and see it manifest in your life each and every day, no matter what's going on,
That's
the circumstances
so
around you, always being focused on the vision he put in your heart.
Right.
And they received that. They're carrying it out to their church.
You know, I think it's true because they understood the responsibility of a vision as pastors. And there's a responsibility that comes with a vision that God gives to you.
That's right.
And I just wrote down a few notes because I wanted us to cover this because it's so important to realize that when you get a vision, it shouldn't just lie dormant.
No way.
We have a responsibility to see to it that it comes to pass.
I love it. I got my notes too, Miss Kathy. Look,
okay,
we have a little study time.
We're going to do a little study time with you guys. You know, in order for your vision to come to pass, you have a responsibility to do three things. Let's expect it.
Amen.
Feed on it and receive it. Those three things are so important. And in Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to turn there because this is one of the most popular, most powerful chapters in the whole Bible.
Yes.
I just love it because when I read about the heroes of faith, it increases my faith for every vision that God puts
in
my
heart.
You know, and over the years, since I've been serving the Lord for 51 years now, God has put in different visions on my heart And, you know, first one, of course, is to see my family born again.
And you got that one checked.
That's right. Check that off. And then healing in my body. I remember believing for that. I remember going into the ministry. Check that off.
Check it off. Man.
The church was launched. Check that off. That's and so great. And this conference was a vision at one point because I wanted to see other people's vision ignited as well.
Yes, ma'am.
And we get charged up when we read the Word of God. That's why it's so important to do that, because the people that you read in Hebrews chapter 11, they're people just like us.
That's right.
Just like normal people. They had challenges, and they had been given a vision by God.
That's right.
They had a responsibility, and they understood it.
Amen.
I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 9, through 8, 9, and 10 in the King James Bible. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
I love that. You see, Abraham understood the responsibility of his vision. He expected it, and he fed it, and he received
it.
That's
our father of faith, too.
Amen.
So what better way to learn faith than from Abraham?
I know. And that's what a lot of people say when they come to the conference. It just feeds their faith. It brings their faith to another level.
It sure does. It sure does. Like I said, we have some powerful interview clips of people who have had received that ignition of faith in their lives and actually carried it out to their communities. And that's what we love about the Visionary Conference.
And some people, when they come to the conference, they don't know why they're coming. They just feel led to come
here.
It's like the Holy Spirit is propelling them to get to a spot, because sometimes visions are ignited when you get together with people of like precious faith.
That's right.
And so I just say we speak faith to faith. You know,
faith
we just build each other up. And this is what why we love hearing your testimonies. Some of those you send in your comments, but also you had some that you interviewed last year. We've already done one. Do you have another?
Yes, I do have another one. This is from Greg and Heather Lancaster, and they've been coming, I want to say last year was their fifth or sixth conference. So they're on a roll. It's contagious. They get here, they receive, they bring it back to their town, wherever they're from, and then they come back ready to see more and more divine revelation.
I love it.
So let's talk about what they experienced at the Visionary Conference. Take a look.
And each year we have an amazing, we know God's going to do something every year, but this year it was just like we knew we had to be there because God had something for us, and we wanted all that he had for us.
And we knew that he was going to do something because he does something special every single year that we attend, and we meet great people, we get recharged in our vision. And we knew he would do the same thing this year. So.
Yeah. And really, it's like a big family reunion. You start to meet people year after year, and then you're just really fellowshipping with that. So you're getting jazzed up to see everybody and to hear what God has for you for the next year. So that's awesome. Yep.
You know, I just love them, Miss Kathy.
Oh, they're precious.
I had a chance to meet Heather and her husband last year, and it was just so awesome to connect with people, like you said, of like precious faith. And she mentioned how it's like a big family reunion when you come to Visionary.
Yes, she connects. She made new friends when she came.
Yes.
And each year when they come back, they get those conversations going again, strengthen those relationships. Because it's important that you expect your vision to come to pass, but you feed on it. And one of the ways you feed on it is that you connect with people of like precious faith.
That's what we do here. And you know, a great thing to do is also sharpen each other. You know, iron sharpeneth iron.
Right.
And so we get to share our vision. It's important that you speak it out, that you tell people who are willing to believe with you. Maybe not just go tell just anybody, but people that are believers. And that's what the conference is filled with. Believers, people who know the Word of God, that stand on it day in and day out. And we see some miracles each and every year happen here at the conference.
Oh, that's so true. And it's so important because when you come here, you're not going to be on a treadmill going nowhere.
You're going somewhere. Yes, that's right.
And the way to go somewhere is to connect with people, like we said, but the message that'll be coming from the platform that Jesse preaches, the Holy Spirit that moves in the room, and just the spirit of faith that people bring with them.
That's right.
It gets ignited and it grows even higher. We go to a higher level in
God. We sure do.
That's how you feed your faith. In fact, that's that second responsibility we talked about in our little mini teaching, if we're back at it.
I really love this, Miss Kathy, this mini teaching.
It's
really sparking
it's like
me for tonight's conference. Yeah, it's a little appetizer for tonight.
That's right. But we have a responsibility of vision. The second one is we must feed it.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever we consistently feed on will flourish.
Oh, that's good.
God created us to be visionaries. And really, because we're wired for vision.
We are.
That's what he does. And Hebrews, why don't you read the Amplified version of Hebrews in our notes?
11, Yeah,
Hebrews 11:3.
Oh, wonderful. By faith we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that we see what we see was not made out of things which are visible.
Yeah, so Sometimes when you see, Abraham didn't see what God was promising him, mm-hmm. but he still had to walk it out.
He had to walk out
the length and the breadth of the land. He told him, look at the sky. Can you count the stars? Look mm-hmm. at the sand. That's how big I want to bring my promise to pass in your life.
God had a great vision
for Abraham, and Abraham had to see it as well.
I love that. And God, our God is so big. And I think sometimes living our day-to-day lives, we don't really meditate on that fact mm-hmm. that our God is just so massive. He's mm-hmm. so wonderful. Why not give him a job? Why
yeah.
not give God a job?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we need to do as his children each and every day.
I know. And it's so important to stir each other's faith up. I remember that Jesse and I were first, many, many years ago, when we were looking for our first ministry headquarters building. Before that point, we were renting, and we had never owned any property for the ministry. And so I would look out for property, and I would get frustrated because I couldn't find it. And he would stir up my vision. He says, it's out there, and we would believe together.
Yeah.
And at one time, the Lord gave me a word in my heart that really stirred me up, and it's helped me along the way on everything that he's called us to do. Because when you get a word from God, it's sometimes it's not just for that project, it'll carry you through to other projects. Because he says,
right.
Kathy, I haven't hidden a building from you, I've hidden it for you.
For you. I love that story. I really do.
That really touched my heart because I couldn't see it. Just the same way Abraham couldn't see his promise mm-hmm. and he was walking it out. But we don't often see it in the natural, but we have to see it with our spirit, with the eye of faith, and keep moving forward because he always has a plan for our vision. God hasn't hidden your vision
from you.
He's hidden it for you. No matter all these elements that you may need to make sure your vision comes to pass, whether it's finances, whether it's buildings, whether it's staff. Now, and our vision is reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time.
That's so good.
And, you know, we keep repeating that vision because that stirs us up. And we always have said, and I've often talked to Jesse, and I've said, you know, if it's not reaching people, if it's not changing lives, we don't need to do it. And
I
so that keeps
that.
Us on track.
And you recognize that.
Yeah.
And like you said, I love that point when you said, whatever you feed, it will flourish. So it's mm-hmm. our responsibility, like you said, to focus on what am I feeding into?
Right.
Is this going to serve my vision? Is this going to serve God ultimately and help others in my path really recognize their plan and purpose? Because that's what we're called to do, to minister the gospel throughout the world. That's what we're doing here at JDM, and that's what we're doing tonight again.
That's right. And you still have time to get here. It's going to be so powerful. You still have time to go back and look at some of the other ones. So you'll be able to, when you watch tonight,
yes.
if you're not in the area, of course, you can come if you're in the area, want to see you here tonight. There's
mm-hmm.
still room for you. But it's important to know that you can know where we are so you can be at the You don't have to catch up. You'll know exactly. Step in right as though you were here the whole time.
That's beautiful. Yeah, it's so power-packed. It's so fun. And it is. It's fun, Miss Kathy. When we kick off the conference, we have a good old time.
I know. And I'll just make sure you start at the beginning because something happens at the very beginning of the conference. If you haven't seen the other two services,
yes.
we start off in a powerful way, mm-hmm. something that's unique to New Orleans.
Yes.
And we call it the second line where people come in there with the New Orleans kind of music. We mm-hmm. start off in a dance, basically.
We give a little New Orleans flavor.
Strut.
Yeah, a little strut. I was strutting my stuff. Because God wants us to have fun. It's mm-hmm. fun being a Christian. And, you know, in today's day and age, a lot of people say, well, it seems like being a Christian's a drag. Oh, no, that is a lie from the devil.
It is totally so fun
being a Christian and realizing all of the opportunities that the Lord has planned for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's our responsibility to feed it, to make that vision flourish in our lives with the word of God, and then also to bring that to other people. And we have mm-hmm. another clip that I'd love to share
sure.
from a pastor, Calvin Cooley, from Mobile, Alabama, and he just talks about how this has changed him significantly as a pastor. Take a look.
The Visionary Conference helps me as a pastor just lead my people by often keeping the vision in front of them, but I have to be reminded to keep it in front of myself. And Brother Jesse does such a great job of that. When he comes to our church, when we come here and hear him, it's just always feeding your faith and just challenging you to think bigger, dream bigger, ask bigger, believe bigger, and do more for God.
What a great testimony we have from this wonderful pastor, yes. And he just exudes the joy of the Lord.
He sure does.
And that's what I like about the conference. You would come here, people come here expecting, they come here full of joy, and their joy even gets kicked up to another level. You know what it is about the joy of the Lord? Where the Word says that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
So you leave strong.
He's a strong pastor, ready to go feed his flock when he leaves the conference. And it, to me, that's what I love about it, Miss Kathy. I love watching people just get filled with the passion and the purposes that God's called, and to take it out to their church or to their community, to their homes even. I know we have families that come. We have leaders from all walks of life. I know you've seen so many throughout your years too at the Visionary. What would you say when you look at these pastors taking this word and going out, why is it so important for them to take hold of this message and bring it to where they've been called?
Well, they understand what the scriptures say and how it's important to connect, like we've been saying, with people of life, precious faith. They're being propelled by the Holy Spirit to come here. And I believe that when they come here with that spirit of expectancy, it really makes a difference because they came with a purpose to feed their vision, because they're a responsibility to feed their flock.
That's right.
And because everybody in their church, like in our church, they have visions. Mm-hmm. We all have individual visions. I'm sure you have a beautiful vision God has placed in your heart.
Yes.
And here you are today, and I believe that your vision is getting ignited by the Word of God, because we've been talking about how Abraham had a responsibility for his vision. He expected it. He fed it. Mm-hmm. And he also received it.
So he did.
It's not enough to just have a vision.
Yeah.
You know, or start out. You know, a lot of people start out, but they don't know how to continue.
Yeah.
They don't even know how to finish. But this pastor we were just talking about, they come to these conferences because they know it's important to connect with other people.
Yes.
And of faith, so that they can finish out, so they can receive their vision.
Yeah,
it's so important.
It.
You don't want to just always be, like I say, pregnant with a vision. You want to deliver that
thing. Yeah, you got to give birth to it.
Deliver that vision.
Exactly. And that's what happens.
It.
And
yes.
We get so many amazing testimonies of healings as well. You might be believing your vision might be to be healed. There's just beautiful ministry time. Brother Jesse and yourself flow in the Spirit, and the power of God hits right at that moment where we're ready to receive. That's the word.
Yeah.
Come expecting, receiving.
That's right.
And the worships, I get the honor to sing on the worship team. And I'll tell you what, looking out into that, to that crowd of believers, it reminds me of heaven. It's so heavenly.
I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of preparation that goes about to put on these conferences, and it's important. And we prepare the building. We got it decorated for our guests to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And also, but it's so important to realize that there's a lot of prayer that goes in before these conferences happen.
Right.
And Jesse has the messages all lined out, but he often tells me, I have the message prepared, but we want what the Holy Ghost wants.
That's right.
God could bring things in another whole direction, and that's wonderful. And that happens because there's a draw. It just depends on the level of the expectancy of the people that are tuning in and watching, as well as those that are in the house. And it brings us all to this stronger level in faith. And God, that's what God wants. He wants us to connect us. He doesn't want us to be isolated.
No.
He wants us to come together, because when we come together, I'm telling you what, sparks fly.
It sure does.
And
it
that's
really
what the Visionary
does.
Conference is all about. And here tonight, you still have time to get here, July the 12th, 7 p.m. right here in Destrehan. This is on our Covenant Church sanctuary on the grounds of Jesse Duplantis Ministries. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been preaching the gospel since 1978.
Yeah, wow.
So every year we see it grow. That's been our vision, to see people reached, see lives changed, and every year we see that come to pass.
All ages, all areas. I mean, people tuning in live from everywhere, from around the world. We have Team JDM responding to you. If you have prayer requests or if you have a testimony to share, comment on those live feeds. We read them, and we love reading them, and we love rejoicing with you. And we also have our JDM Partner Care ready and available that you can call and agree with. You know, if you want to accept Jesus as Lord over your life, you can do that tonight by calling, or just any time, really, but calling the JDM Partner Care team. We have people that will lead you to salvation if you're not sure, send you resources. I mean, the JDM Partner Care team, those are some really on fire soldiers for the Lord.
They love it, and they'll be on fire and on duty.
And attention, ready to rock.
Ready for your call when the service is going on, but all the time, they're always ready to answer those comments. pray with you, encourage you in your vision, as well as what leads you in whatever it is that you need in life.
That's
because
right.
The Word of God is filled with promises.
It is.
And every promise really needs to come to pass in our life. God has a plan so that we would receive our promise. And that's what we've been talking about, Abraham. He had a promise from God that he would be a father of the multitude, that his through him, all the families and the nations of the world would be blessed. He was called the father of faith. And so this visionary conference is all about building and feeding your faith. We learned this from this man named Abraham. And we talked about the first responsibility of vision was to expect it. The second responsibility was we must feed it.
Feed
and the
it.
Third responsibility is we must receive it.
Yes.
And I want us to read, I want to read Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 8 in the Amplified Classic. It says, urged on by faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed and went forth to a place which he was destined to receive as an inheritance, and he went, although he did not know or trouble his mind about where he was to go.
He didn't know and he didn't trouble.
There was no trouble. No, he just trusted God, and that's what faith is all about.
Yeah,
it's trusting
in
God and believing that he was come to pass. Abraham took responsibility for his vision.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? He lifted up his eyes. He looked where God told him to look.
That's good. This is good stuff.
He looked from the place where he was. He didn't deny where he was. He just looked where he was going to go.
Yeah.
And that's what God is speaking to you today. It doesn't matter where you are today. Keep a vision in your heart of where God wants you to go.
Praise God.
That's that new business, education, your new career, a ministry, or a family.
Yes.
Home. Maybe you want a new home or a new car. God puts visions of all types and shapes. There's no limit to what we can achieve in God if we just put our trust in Him.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Word tells us? It tells us that there's nothing that's impossible with God.
Yeah, there is nothing. And
nothing.
That reminds me, Miss Kathy, Brother Jesse's new book, Give God a Job.
Oh, yes.
And is anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
I love that statement. This is such a powerful book.
It is
available now.
You can get it
at the hot off the press. Here it is.
Yeah.
And so you can get it online at jdm.org, or you can come to the conference and get it at the JDM Product and Vision Center, because I'm telling you what, it's so rich with scripture, Bible-based information. It expands your mind and your thinking. And really, you read it and you just get so encouraged with it. You know, it says on the back, God is God. And if He says something, He can do it. That's one of my favorite lines of the book. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that because it's exciting, the resources we have.
Yeah, and this question that's on the front of the book, is anything too hard for God? That's God speaking to Abraham.
Yeah.
Same man we're studying
you
about today.
You see how it all ties together.
And that was the promise that they were... His wife, Sarah, was struggling with.
Yes.
God told them that they would have a baby. They were very old, past the age of childbearing.
Wow.
And she laughed when she heard the promise of God. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people laugh when they hear the promise of God. When you tell people your vision, some of them laugh. And that's happened to us over the years in our ministry. We told people what God was going to do. And when we first started out, Jesse said, I'm going to go on worldwide TV. And we were just in little towns around South Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And they're looking at him like he's crazy. You just preach into this little 100 seat church. But we had that vision early on.
Yeah.
And we had to, it's important that when God gives you a vision that you declare it.
Yes.
But it's so true that you can't declare it to just anyone. And when you do declare it to others, remember, they may not receive it the way you have it. Because God didn't speak to them. He spoke to you.
He spoke to you. And you have that responsibility.
Yes. Yeah, so you can't get discouraged if your vision is not received by someone else. You have to receive your vision.
Yeah. And
that's what we're talking about.
That's right. And when Brother Jesse talks about it, if you're discouraged, just take the diss off and it becomes encouraged. And I'm like, that's so simple, but yet so profound, Brother Jesse. That's true.
Yeah, and both Abraham and Sarah, which that book is based on that life story about receiving their promise, which was their child, and then the whole generation of Israel, nation of Israel was birthed out of that. God's plan to reach the whole world through the bloodline of Abraham, which went way back to Adam.
That's so powerful.
For Jesus to be born in the earth so that we can be a part of that same. God had us on his mind when he gave that promise to Abraham. He says, through you, all the families and the nations of the earth will be blessed.
Yeah, so we were God's vision that came to pass.
I know.
We're living it out today, and you're living it out today, walking it out. And some people, like Miss Kathy, you were saying, some people might be discouraged that their vision is way too big. But I believe after watching this program, after watching the services or attending the conference, you now know that nothing is too hard for the Lord, and that nothing is anything too hard for the Lord. No, there is not. And just embrace that truth, take hold of it, and walk into that next step of your vision with confidence, because mm-hmm. that's who He called you to be, confident in Him.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And is this available in a digital copy
it
so
sure
they can
is.
Read it right away no
yes.
matter where you're at?
Yes. You can go online and find out all of that information on jdm.org, or better yet, take a drive, come here tonight, and get it here.
In person.
That's what
yes.
we want to see
love
you.
Love to see you here. You know, this is what Abraham, he understood the responsibility of his that's vision, right. and so can you. Mm-hmm. He lifted up his eyes. He looked from the place where he was. He looked in every direction, and he arose and he walked through it. That's
walked
the responsibility. And I want us to finish out today
beautiful.
With one more scripture. It's
yes,
in Romans
ma'am.
Chapter 4, verse 19 through 21. And he says, and being not, speaking of Abraham, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Beautiful.
I love that. You know, like Abraham, we must accept the responsibility of our vision. We must refuse to be weak in faith, and we must refuse to consider the circumstances. Refuse to stagger
yes.
at the promise through unbelief. Be strong in faith and give glory to God.
Ooh, that's
and
good.
And then he says, be fully persuaded.
Yeah,
nobody
I love that.
Nobody will be able to talk you out of your vision.
No, because they're going to try. The devil's going to try to use personalities and principalities to come and deter you from what God said. You stand and you're steadfast.
That's
I love
right.
that word, being fully persuaded that nothing can take away what God has promised for you. And that's glorious living,
that
isn't
totally
it?
That's glorious living. So you have a responsibility for the vision that God has placed on your heart. Mm-hmm. You must feed it. You must expect it. You must feed it, and you must receive it.
You
I believe that you're receiving
it.
Your vision today.
I do, too.
In fact, let's pray right now
I'd
for everybody
that.
That's been watching. Father,
thank you,
I thank you for every person that's been joining us today in this little teaching as well as our conversation about the Visionary Conference. Lord, I ask you to bless them and touch them right where they
yes,
are.
Jesus.
I speak life to that vision that you've placed in their heart, and Lord, that it will come to pass and pray, that we'll be able to send us a testimony about your goodness and how they're walking in their vision today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm all stirred up, Miss Kathy.
I am
mean,
too.
I'm ready for a great service
well,
tonight.
Well, you can't help but be stirred up with vision when you've been at the Visionary Conference last night, this morning, and then this taping here
today. That's what I'm telling
today.
You. And when you're connected to JDM, when you're connected to all of our free resources that we have, whether it's on the JDM app, our social media, Facebook, wherever you're connecting with us, it's impossible, really, to get discouraged when
so
you're
true.
Watching all of our daily content. And I'm just telling you what, you stay connected to JDM, you stay connected to
that's
Vision.
That's so true.
It
and
goes
you know,
together.
That's so true. And the way that we're able to do this is through our wonderful partners. So I don't want to take
oh, yes.
stop the program without letting you know how much we appreciate you, all of our partners, for helping us
thank
to
you,
do what
Jesus.
We do, reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time. We're a team doing this. And if you're not a partner, you can be by going to JDM.org. Or you can use PayPal, text to give, or use our JDM app and select giving, or mail in your donation any way that you do that. As the Lord leads you and directs you, we believe that God has a vision for your life, and it's important that you sow your seed toward that vision.
Yes.
And because it's part of the concept of faith. And when you give, God has a plan to give back unto you, pressed down, shaken together,
running over.
So you need resources to fulfill the vision that God placed in your heart. And one of the ways He's going to lead you to guide you to sow a seed,
yeah.
the amount is always up to you, but the principle is there. When you sow, you will reap.
Amen. God loves a cheerful giver. And I'm telling you what, the joy of the Lord is in this place, in this studio right now. It's
amen.
Overflowing. And we just believe with you that no matter what that vision is, it's going to come to pass in the name of Jesus. Do not give up.
That's right. So be sure and tune in tonight for the final last service
yay!
Of the Visionary Conference right here at Jesse Planus Ministries. You will be blessed. God bless you, and hope to see you next week right here in Studio C for another great Glorious Living program. Bye-bye.